So I've been saying for a really long time that I'm gonna tell stories about the behind the scenes or the experience behind blah 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 behind the music of some of the things that I've gone through. I think I've talked about like performing, but photo shoots in particular are like a whole are stories on their own, like most of the time. All right, so before I even get into it, for anybody that might be listening to this that don't understand why I would be doing a bag of photo shoots, like if at any point you want to promote anything, photo shoots are a good idea. Just saying, hashtag big up the creatives inc. But especially somebody that does music, you know, like I believe in the power of leveraging social media for certain things, even though I haven't gotten to certain levels as I, you know, goals. But yeah, doing our photo shoots, whether of you or of other people, tend to be like good ideas 9 out of 10 times. And I feel like when you find the right people to work with and you know that you're gonna like the stuff that come out, you know, and then, you know, that just makes it even better. So I used to take a lot of photos, and every once in a while I'd find a photographer that I like and I would just stick with them for a while. So Carlos Ruiz, big up Carlos, big up Paris, big up Miami Prime. I met Carlos working at Miami Prime, which I found out through my sister Catherine, who I met at FIU. So we decided to do a shoot. I think the first one was like down by, what the fuck, that area name again? Brickell. I think it was down by Brickell that we went the first time. And we ended up going on public transportation. That shit was funny. I don't know if I'm going to tell the story of all of them, but that shoot was funny also because it was just me outside in different places, and one of the time, and I was wearing these sweats with like a top, but my real outfit was under the sweats, which was really like a tights with super short tights with like a, not a tights, but it was like see-through. So I looked on the brink of stripperish. I was like, yeah, on the train, we got this. So people were watching, it was mad funny, but you know, that's a whole story by itself. And even doing shoots on public transportation, mainly like the trains in Miami, was a thing also. So we're shooting. I was shooting with Carlos, not the first time, and not even the second time. So the first time we tried to do this fire truck shoot, because I don't remember how it came up. I don't remember if it was a song that I had, because I have a song because it's still out there. Where there was this song that I did called Ring the Alarm. Fire truck is needed, ring the alarm, this line is pumping, get a little one hot, man of a brace on the wall, hey. Throwback shit. So anyways, reload the hose and wet it up, need it. That line specifically was inspirational. And I don't remember if I was the one that brought up this idea, or it just so happened that we had a friend that had links to the fire department. But we decided to go to the fire department, and we were shooting the first time. I don't know what happened behind the scenes. I don't remember if they had asked permission from one person. Oh yes, I think they got permission from one person, and then like another person was like, nope. So in the middle of the shoot, we had to stop. This was the first time we got kicked out by like the boss. And this was after we already started shooting. We got some shots. But it wasn't that many, literally. It was such a quick shutdown. He's like, yeah, you guys have to go. We're like, okay. And at this point, I was on top of a fire truck. I forgot our part. We were getting into the shoot so much, right? Shooting around this fire station. And we're like, all right, as usual, Carlos. Carlos and Vince. Oh my God, we got Vince. Was there, and they're like, yeah, you should try this. And I'm like, oh yeah, sure, because you know, like I'm just that type of person that, like, if I'm working with a photographer, like I'll try to follow their energy. Like, I'll have my own as well, obviously. But I'll follow their style as well. And they were like, yeah, try this. Da-da-da-da. So go over here. So I already knew from the first shoot with Carlos when he had me standing up on heels on the side of this, on top of this bridge, with cars driving past. Crazy. Like I said. Like I had to be holding my legs on top of the, anyways, back to the fire truck shoot. So we swear we had permission, and mid shoot this official guy come out and was like, yeah, no, you can't do this right now. By that time I ended up on top of the fire truck. I was on top of the hoses. Like, these pictures exist somewhere on Carlos's site because he blogged about it. yeah, so I got kicked out the first time and we never got anywhere. But the second time, I don't know what happened, or if they rethought about it, or if it was somewhere else. I forgot how that part of the story go. Like, if I was to invite a guest on, like, this would be the time to invite Carlos. But anyways, so so we did this shoot, we tried it at least the first time, and the second time, you know, we were much more prepared. But yes, I did actually put on it. Like, we did start, I think we started with the idea that we left off on, like, on top of the truck. Yeah, that's what ended up on the front of the truck. Yeah, mm-hmm. So spraying out the water and blah, blah, blah. And then the wind kept blowing and I kept getting sprinkled. There's a shot too where I have it, like, right in front of my face. And I kept getting sprinkled and shaped, and they're like, yo, you know what, let's just rain it down. So that's another secret. Like, that was not actual rain. It looked like rain. It looked like rain, fuck, but it was not rain. That is, like, behind the scenes shit. That was not rain. That was hot water from the hose. I started getting wet and they're like, yo, fuck it, let's just wet you up. I was like, sure. God, it had to. I mean, it's Florida, you see me? So yeah, we're just shooting the whole time, and that shit was just such a vibe. It was so much fun. And I think that the fun is also in the people, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why the creatives exist, because, like, I found it important to find the right people to work with, and, you know, is the type of people with good vibes that you work with multiple times and I get comfortable with, and those people turn into your friends. Like, these are people. Carlos is somebody I will talk to up to this day. It's not like we chat every day, but it's still, you know, still always associated with good vibes. And big up Miami Prime, that's also associated with good vibes, you know. But yeah, those shoots are usually hilarious. So yeah, we did this fire truck shoots, right? And I'm all up in the gear and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, like, so tell me how I did jump off to, like, add the ring the alarm song. And then I remember that the platform don't allow you to do that anymore because when it just came out, you could add clips of the actual song to the podcast episode in the making of it while you're in the app, which I thought was awesome. However, they don't allow that anymore for whatever reason. So just imagine that ring the alarm just happened there. Big up the people who know that song already. And if you don't, here we are again. So that shoot was inspired by that song, the energy of the song. So, but the shoot in Brickell with Carlos was, it just kept coming to my mind because it's one of my other favorite shoots. In terms of what happened to get the shot as well as the shots from the day. So, like, I don't remember which one came first, if we went on a train first or if we went walking first. But like I said, we're in Brickell, so we took a walk. And we end up on this bridge in Brickell. Big up the people that live in Miami. There's this bridge in Brickell where you drive over, and if you look to the left and the right, it's just water, which is like a holy place. It's not that I think about it. But anyways, so we get to this bridge, and Carlos has this idea that he needs to go on one side of the street, one side of the bridge, and take a picture of me on the opposite side of the bridge with the like the ship things and cranes and whatever behind me. And obviously I'm short as fuck, and this thing that is on the side, that is like the barrier for the cars, is high, tall, because you know I'm short and it's high. So he's like, yo, you need to jump on top. I'm like posing on top of it. He's like, I can't even see you. So he's like, yo, you need to go on top. So I'm like, oh shit, I have on heels. We couldn't take off the heels for the shot because then it wouldn't look like the virus is in me. So I climb up on the thing, and big up Vincent's holding my legs and my heels or whatever from behind. But that shit was scary because the cars were driving past, and then the whole bridge started to shake. That shit was fucking hilarious. It was just like such an adventure. No models were harmed. Camille was not harmed in the process of the shoot, but it was so much fun and the shot was so awesome. I would say worth it for sure. And then whichever one came after, we went on a train, right? So we got on a train. This is in was it Bricklesdale? I don't remember where we got on the train, the tri-rail, and we're going. And while we're on it, I think that was the first. I think that's where we went first, on the tri-rail, because I remember, I'm pretty sure I remember taking off my pants on the tri-rail and people's reactions to me taking off my pants. Because it was sweats and I had on the tights underneath it. So I was like, all right, we're sat on these high heels and chains and all the makeup, whatever. So I take off my pants and people are already looking, and then Carla starts to shoot. So we take some test shots and blah blah blah. And of course, on a tri-rail, it stops to pick up more people. So we're there and it just kept picking up people, and people were like sitting down anyway, because obviously, you know, they still need to go where they're going. So we're shooting in the middle of people coming on and off of this train. And if you look at the pictures afterwards, you can see the people in the shot. And I don't know, I feel like sometimes people think that was like staged, but none of those were staged. People were actually certainly looking, and Carlos was shooting them and shooting just the live reaction to the vibe. And I don't know, it was just such a good energy that I was like, this is it. This is so much fun. And actually we did another, not with Carlos, but with Middlelord, big up Middlelord and Hype Girls. We went on the tri-rail again, and it was to shoot a video for this remix that I did to Busta Rhymes. How do you go again? I forget how the Busta Rhymes song go, but mine was, what the fuck was the name of the song? Probably you never heard of me. Hold a clock, take time, boy. Not too fast. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, boy. Starting on the bottom. But watch it, as a turk on the climb. Sweet on top of the wheat, margarita with lime. You never heard of me. Straight from the yard. Fresh meat. Put my name, yeah? I can't believe I'm remembering this shit. Anyways, so I shot that video on a tri-rail. That was crazier because it was at night. There were more people on it. But people are pretty much, they don't really care. Like, they have to go where they have to go. And that was just, that was it. Some of them were paying attention, and some of them were just ignoring the fuckers of us. Most of them were ignoring us, which was fun. But anyway, back to the Carlos shoot. Those people were paying attention, which was awesome. And then we came off, and you know, I just feel like, oh yes, we did walk around some other place and I did climb up into some shit on the wall. Trust me, man. That vibe was just, it was just like, and just because one of the reasons I think that I felt so comfortable just doing anything was because Carlos was just confident about trying shit. He's like, yeah, yo, you can do this, do it. I'm like, aye. And that's one of the reasons why I feel like it's important to find creatives that you vibe with, because when you vibe with people and the energy is cool, like the results afterwards tend to be so much better than when it's like serious and when I don't know each, I mean, you don't have to know each other to do a good shoot, you know, but I just feel like when y'all are cool and when you can trust the person, or you just allow yourself to trust the person in that moment at least, you know, I feel like that's when you can get good vibes. And I've always talked about I've always thought about, at least in the last year or so, about doing for the creatives a how-to series on how to produce a photo shoot and to get good vibes, because, you know, I feel like in these times everybody does photo shoots. Some of them come out great, some of them not so great. I feel like most people are generally good, but I feel like for the people that don't necessarily know the steps to do that and would like to do that for themselves or for their business or whatever, I thought about, you know, how to produce a photo shoot step by step. Anyways, who knows if that's gonna happen. But this shoot in Brickell with Carlos was another fun vibes. And did I talk about the one the other one that we did by the beach in the dress? I'm gonna check. Let's see, because that was another good vibes with Carlos too. Let's check. Yeah, so that was Brickell shoot vibes. Big up Carlos again. This next one was also with Carlos. I don't know where the idea did come from. I was like, yo, I want to shoot this dress in water. But I had this dress that I got from being a bridesmaid at one of my cousin's weddings. And I had this dress. I don't know when the hell I was going to ever wear it again. It was this purple, full-length, flowy vibes. And I'm like, I'm never going to wear this again. I might as well wear it in a shoot. You know me, love the beach. If you know me, you know some, I love shoots at the beach. So we're like, yeah, we're going to shoot at the beach. Then... So, them time there, Carlos did pick me up, and I remember him waiting a long time, and this is part of the conversation that we have, like, yo, I was waiting on spirit. and I had this dress, and I was like, all right, we're going to the beach, and we went to the beach, and he was taking shots, like, of me walking beside the water, and blah, 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 and then I was like, yo, I want to go in. And I don't remember if he was on board, but like Carlos was generally just like, yeah, let's do shit. So it ended up with us in the water. Well, me in the water. I don't think he was in the water. I was in the water in the dress. And what I loved about how he framed the shot was like, he didn't take it so the beach was in the background. It just looked like I was in the middle of nowhere. And also because there were no people behind it, it was just this like kind of spooky, but dramatic vibe that was just like me in a dress in water. And that was like the first time, I think that was the first time I shot a dress in water. But I have this thing now, I've developed this thing with dresses being shot in water, and I did it again in this black dress with raw pixels. But this was just vibes, you know, because I don't know who is a fan of clothes in water, but this was just like, yeah, I have to do it. And the purple was just cool vibes, and then they kind of go in the blue of the water, and you know. Anyways, so that was a quick shoot, and I think it had less drama than I can remember. Although I think that was the time I saw Carlos dance in his car, which was a moment. But anyways, big up Carlos and Paris, big up Uno. Definitely helps me to, you know, elevate my picture game, or just add to, you know, the content that I've been able to put out, which I'm like super proud of, you know. Like when I look back at pictures, I'm like, yo, I can't believe I did this back then, you know. So big up to Carlos for like being a part of my vision so far. I don't know when I'm gonna drop this. It's probably going to be right now after I finish it, just to keep it moving. But I've been on a break from music, and I don't know when it's gonna shout out to the people that are bothering me up about this. I don't know when it's gonna not be a break anymore, but shout out to the people, like I said, that have been bothering me up about it and trying to push me to go further. I even just scrolling through the topics of this podcast in particular, you know, about executing our feeling at life. Like, I feel like that's what's been happening, you know. Like, I haven't been able to get anything done, you know. Like, people keep disappearing with my music, and it has really been affecting me, but just because I haven't been able to put out anything consistently. And it's just like, I've been wanting to plan, you know, you know, marketing campaigns. Like, I have all of this knowledge that I've gained from these different things, and I can't use it because I don't have the music content. As a musician, like, you know, you don't have any music to use as content. You know, that's kind of dead, you know? So, and I realized that I was spending money trying to make things happen and recording and all kinds of things, and it was just still breaks and stuck and things. So, you know, this is like a different energy of different than what I was talking about. But just for the people that have been asking, I'm saying this here as well, and I might go live today, I don't know. I've been chatting today a lot already, so who knows. But yeah, so who knows how long this will take. I'm just waiting on a point where I don't feel anxious when somebody asks me to do music things, which hasn't happened yet. But yeah, shout out to the people that rocking with me anyway. This calendar is vibes. I'm so proud of it. Big up the Creative Inc. again. It's been like this thing that I've had it in my head for a long time. This was shot by Chris Ramos. Big up Chris. But yeah, I'm gonna go live to talk about that. But yeah, if you like what that sounds like, visit my Instagram page at Camille K Music, CamilleKayeMusic. It's so long. But yeah, link in bio, link in the Creative Inc. bio as well for the calendar. Plan to go live tomorrow. Tomorrow is October 18th, Curious Day 2021. Dated. But yeah, big ups to y'all for listening. And this is Camille K talking about photo shoots that I've done. This is part of my journey of an artist, journey as an artist, because photo shoots are so essential to just everything, photo shoots and video shoots and all of that. So this was a quick, was it quick? I don't think it was quick anymore. But anyways, this is a quicker, I think, chat about my experience with Carlos Ruiz as a, well, JC Ruiz, I should say, as a photographer, and the fun that we've had on our shoots in Brickell with a dress in the water, and of course doing the alarm fire truck shoot that took two times after getting kicked out by the fire department. Yes, big ups, that was a vibe. Big ups to everybody listening. See y'all later. That part.